Weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
Martin Campbell is the principal of the North Cambridge Academy. He's been telling our reporter Phil Minot about the Manor School name and the new academy that's replaced it. But Phil began by asking Martin about the issues involved in recruiting and retaining good teachers here in Cambridge and the rest of Cambridgeshire.
It's been reported that the amount of money currently spent on supply teachers is growing every year, and it basically reflects a serious recruitment and retention. Is that something you can relate to here?
Generally, there is a crisis in teaching recruitment, particularly for Cambridge. I think there is an issue with the price of housing, there is an issue with the price of living here, and it's quite difficult to attract newly qualified teachers here. In terms of North Cambridge Academy, in terms of working for Cambridge Meridian Academies Trust, CMAT, we have ever present in our mind the fact that we need to retain as well as recruit. It is a little bit easier to an academy chain, if you will, with a very strong philosophy and ethos to recruit people, but certainly the retention of good teachers is absolutely essential.
It's like most Cambridge problems, it comes down to lack of affordable housing.
I think there is an element of that, yes. It's outside of Cambridge as well, and the transport links to get into Cambridge are quite challenging. So I think those two factors do play a part in teacher recruitment, particularly in Cambridge, and the fact that Cambridge, remember, is one of the lowest funded local authorities in the entire country. So we cannot afford retention and recruitment allowances akin to inner city London, for example.
Now, before we talk about this glorious school, this new building you've got here, and I have to say, we're in the main, I guess you'd call it, breakout area, dining area, come meeting area. There's a real buzz going on, and there's a nice mixture going on between students and staff. Before we talk about the actual school, there's one question I'd like to ask you. I'm going to take you back and mention the manor, if I dare. For many people who were pupils here before, they do feel a little bit miffed that that name is no longer recorded. Some of the former pupils have actually gone on to do great things in different fields.
Of course, it is a bone of contention. I think we need to look at what a school is. A school is not just a name. A school is made up of a collection of individuals who together create a community. And I think, regardless of what the perception was recently, because schools do go in cycles, I think it is our turn now to start to come good, if you will. But regardless of that cycle, there is still always was and is fantastic people who've gone on to achieve a huge amount. There is an alumni associated with the Manor who have achieved magnificent things. We try and invite them back as much as possible. And if anybody out there is listening that was a former pupil that thinks they've got something to give to the school, I'm more than happy for them to come in and we can have a talk. Try and invite them back as much as possible. And if anybody out there is listening that was a former pupil that thinks they've got something to give to the school, I'm more than happy for them to come in and we can have a talk. But it's still a collection of individuals. The manor in itself is still here because the community spirit is still here.
So we're going to fast forward to today's, and I mentioned it before, but this is a beautiful new school you've got here. Has it paid benefits already for you, for both teaching and for pupils?
I think when you design a new building, given the limitations of the funding we now are restricted to, we've got to think about what the core purpose of this building is, and the core purpose is teaching and learning. It's around ensuring that when a student walks into the school, that they are in a safe environment and there's a culture of safety around. So therefore, when it's designed with classrooms, with sight lines, with open areas, and with real sense that there are no hidey holes or there are no places where bullying can take place. I think we really do pride ourselves, and it has manifested itself quite recently in when we came into this building about 10 weeks ago. There was a real sense of valuing education, which in a dilapidated building which should have been knocked down 10 years ago, it's very difficult to say to children that education is important. When you come into a building like this, clean, tidy, and well designed, they see the value of education, and I think they feel more like it's their school and they can be proud of.
Before your career in education, you're quite a colourful sort of lifestyle, hadn't you? Career, really. You saw service in the British Army in the Falklands. You then went on to be a croupier, and then you went on to manage hotels in the south of France. In fact, you're actually sounding to me like that character in The Night Manager. Was it based on you? What I would like to know, in that very varied career, what skills did you pick up there which you find are very useful to you in your role as a principal? And I think you still look on yourself as primarily a teacher anyway.
Yeah, I absolutely do. If there's any relationship between the night manager and myself, it's purely coincidental, I think, because, well, let's see anyway. I left school at 16. I left school with absolutely no qualifications whatsoever. I wasn't proud of that, and it took me a long while to get the qualifications after I'd left the army, which I joined at 16. I think the skills and experience of working in different environments, having a number of different jobs, not just leaving school, going to university, coming back in into teaching, I think the experience of life prepares you for any number of different challenges on a daily basis. There are important and difficult decisions to make about children's lives here and about the community. I'm not saying I get those right all the time. In fact, what I try and do is go back to what I think education is about, which is educating the whole child and creating the values of education, which are important, and giving them a sense of aspiration. I think all those things, my past has in some way helped.
It's often said locally in Cambridge that the young people growing up here in the north of Cambridge do have less opportunities, for various reasons, than a lot of the children growing up in the south Cambridge of the city. Do you believe that? And if so, how do you sort of explain those differentials to your pupils?
But I almost, to a certain extent, almost ignore that, because in any single school, I believe one of the things that's important is creating a sense of ambition, creating a sense of achievement and success. And it, regardless of background, we need and we do try and put in as many different opportunities for success and achievement. That's on the sporting arena, in the cultural arena, on the academic arena. There is a whole sense, really, of once you create ambition, the world is your oyster. And I think that's what the sense of education has got to be about. So I don't actually really care where people come from. What I care about is where that there is a sense of ambition in them to grow, to be the best they can.
Do keep looking down at the carpet while I'm talking to you. I've never seen such a shiny or clean pair of shoes in Cambridge. What's the secret?
There is no. Well, I think it's 8 years in the Scots Guards when I was 16, so I got the cassette fitted and it's never been taken out, I don't think.
And one more thing, you used to be head of English.
Well, I was head of English at Coleridge, and I then was a vice principal across Coleridge and Parkside.
Yeah. It's just because I notice you keep looking at my notes on the table here. What have I done? 9 out of 10, or?
Yeah, let's say 10 out of 10, Phil.
Ah, miraculous grades then. Martin Campbell, who's the principal of North Cambridge Academy, and he was chatting to my reporter, Phil Minot.